And I mainly did it because most of the kids that went to church had already, I mean, they had already gone through with all this. Even my little brother, he was only 7. And I was one of the last ones to do it. And after I did that, then immediately they wanted me to be baptized and join the church. And I always ask, my question to them was, well, now that I'm saved, what more do I need to do? I mean, I don't think I want to be baptized now or join the church. Why can't I just be saved? And they had reasons, you know, that pretty much took care of my feeble, childish arguments, I guess. And I relented after 3 or 4 weeks and got baptized and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's a funny thing. You come out of that kind of experience, and when I was an adolescent, I rebelled against it, terribly. And I hated it. When I was a kid, it was okay, but once I got uninterested in going to church, I guess, I really hated that. And just recently I've been able to put it in perspective and not carry on so much about it.
What are you going to be put
at? put Baptist. Okay. That's fine.
Okay, I guess you call yourself a full-time
graduate. Actually, I'm a member of the Church of Unreformed Mary Magdalene. I'm sure you've heard that expression. We have our own church. It's Church of the Unreformed Mary Magdalene, or the Church of Paul Before Transformation, or Before Damascus, something like BD. I don't know.
All right, you're a full-time graduate student, I guess you call yourself.
Yeah.
How about schooling?
Well, I didn't go to kindergarten. All my friends went to kindergarten. I don't know of anybody that I grew up with that didn't go to kindergarten. But I didn't go. And I don't know that I was worse off for it, because I probably learned more at home. Because even when I was 5, I was reading as much as I could. And I went to Rivermont Grammar School. First through the sixth grades. And it still is a middle class school. It's on Hicks and Pike. It's right there. It's in a good location. It's right between Rivermont and Stuart Heights. And now back behind Rivermont, you had Lupton City, which is an area of Dixie Yarn Mills is there, and a guy named Lupton built this place. It's real dilapidated, you know, real frame box houses, just one after the other, kind of low rent things, and lower class people that work at the mill live there. And those people didn't go to Rivermont Grammar School. They went over to DuPont School, which was about 4 miles the other way. And so we had it was almost an insular middle class group of kids. And went to Northside Junior High School, which was right across the river. That was south of my home, about 4 miles. And